Nigga, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lips just hypnotize me, and I just love your saucy ways. Guess that's why they lapse and you're in May. Come on. Work it out.
It's just a fun thing. Crystal meth is in my mouth.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy.
Jam and Ram.
By Henson. Thank you, Alexis K. Tyler. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me on the Thursday podcast. Got a great program for you. Again, I got to say welcome to all of our new listeners. Very happy to have you. I would like to set the record straight, though. I've been getting some comments, some troubling comments from new listeners. I feel like maybe I've been misrepresenting myself because I'm really not a monster. Well, as horrific as you guys are painting me out to be. Okay, first things first. I say I make fun of rape victims all the time, and I don't think I actually do. It's just something I say. It's just a fun thing. But then someone, I don't know, I guess this is a new listener, went back into the archives and tried to find an instance of me making fun of a rape victim, and he found a clip. And he says that he will not be listening to the show anymore because of stuff like this.
Where's the thrill of the hunt raping an 82-year-old woman? That's no challenge.
I'm just stating a fucking fact here. Now, that soundbite that he isolated, it does sound kind of bad. But if you listen to the whole clip, I make a lot of sense. I found the entire clip here. Apparently, I think I played this during the Best of 2009 show or something. And I'm reading a news story about an old woman who got raped by a guy. Now, take a listen.
El Shamas approached the woman from behind while she was exercising, pushed her to the ground, and raped her. Aside from being disgusting, my problem with this is that I've always heard that rape is not so much a sexual crime as it is about dominating someone or controlling someone. You know what I mean? Where's the thrill of the hunt raping an 82-year-old woman? That's no challenge. I could almost understand it if you were like 58 years old, you've never been with a woman, and you're like a male nurse or something. We've read stories like that before, and while I don't condone rape,
see?
I understand it.
Oh,
you know.
Wait a second. I should have cut off that clip a little sooner. I love that I'm trying to prove that I am not pro-rape, and then this comes out of my mouth.
While I don't condone rape, I understand it, you know. If I'm the male nurse of, a 90-year-old woman who keeps shitting herself and I have to wipe her up, I'm already down there.
Okay.
I want to get something out of this deal, you know what I mean? But for an 18-year-old, I mean, come on, buy a fucking prostitute or something. They love to be raped. They crave it.
Oh, my God.
Raping an elderly woman. I wonder what his cock smelled like after he was done.
You know what?
Probably took weeks to get that stench out of there.
Okay, I'll just stop it right there. There's no defending myself. I'm sorry. But, I mean, my point when I was talking about this news story was that rape supposedly is about dominating someone, power, control, not necessarily about sex. So why would you fucking choose an old person? You know, they're weak, feeble. It's easy to overtake them. And then the other comment I got was that I am racist, and that couldn't be.
Champ out!
Yo, yo, yo! Get
out!
Champ out!
Dominique Cook Pound!
Listen.
Champ out!
So they just go.
There is a reason for this song and TNB, and it's because I discovered a website that is basically home to a bunch of racists, and the message board itself is called Chimp Out. That's where that came from, and that's also where TNB came from, which is an acronym for typical nigger behavior. And I was just commenting how ignorant these white people were, and now it just sort of caught on.
Aw, champ out.
Yo, yo, yo! Get out!
In my effort to expose racism, I think I just made more people racist with this catchy tune.
Aw, chimp out.
No, no, no!
Distorted View really does a disservice to everyone, right? In my heart of hearts, I really believe I'm a good person. But then I listen to myself on this program, and, well, the facts speak for themselves. I'm just misunderstood, I think. I've got some audio here for you of a Swedish couple having a spanking session. Don't ask me where I got this from. I don't know. I was just, looking for sound files, and I found this in one of my directories. I've never played it on the show, and I have no idea how I got it.
Hello, everybody. This is a spanking session with me, Mighty Eagle.
And me, who prefer calling myself Whiter. You might hear some words we're saying are hard to understand. And it's because they are in Swedish.
Okay. A Swedish spanking session.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Hmm.
I like the grandiose introduction music. Yeah, spank his little Swedish ass. Oh, wait, who's getting spanked? Oh, I guess she is. Orgy borgy mushy mushy. All right, let's fast forward to the good stuff here, when he really gets into it. Come on, spank her!
Men du vet inte vad?
Yes, kinjava jav. Knocky knocky. Yeah, there we go. Come on, get into it. Use her fat Swedish ass as a punching bag. You shut up and you feel the sting of my palm on your red hot ass, bitch! Okay, well, there you go. A Swedish spanking session.
Yay!
Indeed. Over the past year or two, I've talked a lot about Everything is Terrible. I actually went and saw them live when they were in Columbus. But Everything is Terrible is a great blog. It's a collection of clips from VHS tapes. Crappy VHS tapes. Here is a new personal favorite of mine. This is from a video called Hey, I'm Pregnant.
Come on, how could you miss that pass? Let's go. First down.
You did it.
I did it.
Yeah, you did it.
I wish they'd do it.
I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant. I did it!
Well, maybe it's called I Did It.
I was pregnant, and I'll never forget his exact words were, where are you going to live?
It all starts with the big news.
You're pregnant, right?
Yes.
Me too.
What? You a fucking faggot? That's what I would say.
Me too.
Honey, I'm pregnant too.
I want to experience everything you're going through. What a pussy of a husband. No one would want to experience everything you're going through. That's why it's so great to be guys. We don't have to deal with that. Pussies and menstrual blood and getting pregnant and shit.
A lot of men are a little stupid about being pregnant.
Indeed.
And so she wakes me up one morning and you're gonna kill me. Well, so you wrecked my car again. So you hit the garage door.
No, not this time.
A deer hit your car. No.
No.
I said, okay, well, what is it? And it's like, well, I'm pregnant. I said, well, great. And I rolled over and went back to sleep.
Think of your visits to every baby store she
finds. Guys are horrible. I love that. I would have pushed the broad down the stairs.
Finds as an adventure.
He went, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da.
I'm either dying or I'm pregnant.
Don't get caught with the toilet seat up or down. Don't get caught, period.
See, the ovulation begins. And, so we had to schedule day and night, and I'd have to be there during this ovulation period to make sure that we had give it our
seed in her.
Best shot.
I said, just come on, we have to do this. Don't even kiss me.
I guess I'm always worried about poking the baby in the head or something.
Okay.
What's going to happen to my sex life during pregnancy? What's going to happen to my
He's worried about his cock pressing up against the baby's head while he's fucking his pregnant wife.
baby.
I believe Dr. Sue Johansson addressed this issue on an episode of Talk Sex.
I've heard that if you have sex, that the penis can hit the baby's head.
No.
No.
Honey bun, honey bun, listen.
Honey bung. All right, let's continue on here. A little more of I'm pregnant.
Something out on that.
What's going to happen to my sex life during pregnancy? What's going to happen to my sex life after the baby's born? Well, there's a quick and dirty answer to that question. Change. Everything's going to change.
That's right, everything changes. You hit it, Kathy Tricoli. Like a ray of light, shining through the clouds in my heart. I just looked at you and the world was new. It was right, right from the start. Whoa, you came to me. Whoa, with a love so sweet. And I'll never, never, never be the same. Everything changes. Nothing looks the same through the eyes of love. Everything changes.
Everything changes.
When you love some, love some, love someone. Everything changes. God, this program is so stupid. Why do you listen to this? I'm actually sweating. Have zero musical abilities. I really am awful. All right, let's finish up with this pregnant men thing.
Everything's going to change.
Do say she's beautiful. Don't say she's getting fat.
She's more insecure about the way I look than she is about the way she looks.
Yeah, you went from being King Kahuna, you know, I'm the husband and all that kind of stuff, to, you know, it's like, did you bring the paycheck home, you know, good. Now leave.
Do smile. But at your own risk.
Bitter men.
Don't try to understand her. You won't.
Wow, there are some harsh truths there for you soon-to-be dads. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yeah, it's kind of strange. Usually on Thursday, I do Sideshow exclusive programs. I was planning for that. Unfortunately, there was no show yesterday. I took the day off and I had to take a friend to the hospital and stuff. Everything's okay. But today I thought I'd do a show for everyone. And then tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. And I'll also post a best of show for non-paying freaks. If you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now so you don't miss tomorrow's program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That money helps support the show. I do this for a living. And that is all I get is money from you guys, and I would like to be able to eat this month. So if you are not yet a member, sign up right now. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every month or every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, that type of stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can also listen to all of the past programs we've done. We're nearing 2,000 shows now, I think. Don't forget, we've got that iPad contest. It's very simple. You just have to get as many people as possible to listen and check out Distorted View. And then also email me. They should email me and say, you know, who referred them to the show. And then whoever, you know, refers the most people wins the iPad. There's other things you can do as well. You can advertise Distorted View. Basically, I'm just trying to spread the distortion, get as many people to listen to the show as possible. You know, I said we were going to end the contest on Friday, but then I thought, well, why not give the guys, you know, the weekend to finish things up? Because I'm going to announce the winner on Monday. Why not give you guys Saturday and Sunday to finish things up? So if you want that iPad, you know what to do. Spam, harass, and bully people into listening this program. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you guys remember the game Frogger, right? I guess you have to be of a certain age, but basically it was it's a primitive game. Maybe from the 8-bit era, maybe before that, I don't know. Basically, you're a little frog and you have to cross like 4 or 5 lanes of traffic without getting hit by a car. And some idiots, I can't believe this just happened. You would have thought this happened in like the 80s or something. But no, this just happened recently. Some idiots decided to reenact Frogger. Yes, a real-life game of Frogger almost ended with a daredevil becoming roadkill. The 23-year-old thrill seeker and his friends were discussing the stunt near a busy highway intersection before a Lexus SUV smacked the man Monday night, leaving him hospitalized in stable condition. Yes, that's why the video game version is far superior to the real-life version. The man who was playing the part of the frog reportedly yelled go before running into oncoming traffic. In Frogger, a popular 1980s arcade game, players try to maneuver a frog past cars and other hazards across busy roads and dangerous rivers. Police are not expected to file charges against the driver. If only stupidity was a punishable offense, you know what I mean? Donkey Kong, that's not Frogger. I don't have the Frogger death sting. It would be funny to play that music during his funeral. You know, as the pallbearers are carrying his casket. It would be a whole themed funeral. Like, the casket could even have a little slot for quarters. Oh, it would be fun. People could dress up as their favorite 8-bit character. Was Frogger... I can't remember if Atari is considered an 8-bit video game system. I know the Nintendo NES is, but prior to that, I guess the previous generation, Atari 2600, is that considered an 8-bit system? I don't know. Some nerd email me, please. I'm very curious. Second story we have for you today. Arthur Sadil was up front with police. He would often put a gun to his wife's head during fantasy sex play. Ooh, kinky. At their Oklahoma City home. But Sadil said he didn't know the gun was loaded when he pressed it to his wife's head. Oh, you can pretty much guess what happened here. And he pulled the handgun slide back during sex on the night of December 21st. Now, Sadil, 23, is facing the possibility of a murder charge in Canadian County, Oklahoma, in the death of his wife, 50-year-old Rebecca, who died when the handgun went off in the bedroom. I bet you that's a real boner killer, having some bitch's brain splattered all over your face. According to a probable cause affidavit filed in Oklahoma City, Sadil said the shooting was accidental. He called 911 afterwards, and investigators decided to arrest and jail him on suspicion of first-degree murder out of an abundance of cause, said Oklahoma City Police Master Sergeant Gary Knight. However, as of Tuesday afternoon, formal charges had not been filed in the investigation, which is ongoing. Knight declined to comment on investigators' findings so far. Although a Canadian county judge found that probable cause does exist to hold Sadil on the murder charge, Assistant District Attorney Paul Hess said Tuesday he has yet to receive a report from police on the case. I mean, how do you prove that it wasn't malicious? I'm sure there are a lot of cases where guys, you know, beat up and killed their girlfriend and then had sex with their corpse one last time. Or just in the middle of sex. Like, mid-thrust, he realizes, holy shit, I hate this broad. Maybe I've just been hosting this program for too long, but I really think that happens quite often. So it's hard to prove that, you know, the woman wanted the gun up to her head, and it was just, you know, an unfortunate accident. Sadil remained jailed Tuesday in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Police in Oklahoma City, which spans 5 counties and 700 square miles, book all of their prisoners into that county jail, said Knight. So there you go. I guess we'll see what happens. Get a good lawyer. Maybe she at least died with a smile on her face. And they could use that as a defense. You know, like, he was, you know, fucking her hard. She was actually enjoying it. Sure, the gun went off. Maybe she doesn't even have a face anymore. I don't know exactly where the gun was placed. Maybe her smile and her whole mouth blew completely off of her face and it's up against the wall or something. I don't know. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Los Angeles. A nurse claims the chairman of a hospital surgery department injected her with truth serum during a job interview. What the hell's going on in Los Angeles? And then pulled his pants down and injected himself in the groin area. And then proceeded to ask her about her sexual fantasies and offered her $1,000 to strip. Getting paid for a job interview? Sounds like a dream come true. She sued Presbyterian Inner Community Hospital and Dr. Jeffrey W. Cronson for assault, battery, sexual harassment, and other charges. Bettina Lasavo claims that Cronson, chairman of the Department of Surgery at Presbyterian in Whittier, contacted her in December 2009 and asked her to apply for a nursing position at Gaia Laser Aesthetic Center, which he claimed to own. Lasavo said that she had worked as a nurse at Presbyterian since September 2008. Lasavo says that when she met Cronson at the medical office on January 2nd of this year for an interview,
Cronson stated that he actually wanted to interview her for an entirely different position. I believe that position was on all fours. An entirely different skill set. The job would actually be of a sales position in his father's company that would allow her to travel all over the world earning substantial money. She says that Cronson told her his father was involved in numerous businesses that required extreme secrecy and privacy, and that his father needed an employee to close these private deals. He assured the plaintiff that all of the business was completely legal but required absolute discretion. The complaint continued, given the extreme sensitivity, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait a second, this is actually the good part. Yes, the complaint continues, given the extreme sensitivity of such employment, the defendant insisted that all candidates for potential employment be injected with sodium pentothal during the interview. He explained that this was truth serum and stated this had to be done to ensure that all employment questions would be answered truthfully. Defendant Cronson made it very clear that injecting the plaintiff with sodium pentothal was absolutely necessary and a condition to the plaintiff's consideration as an employee. I want to get to the part where he then injects himself in the cock and balls. What is the reason for that? My mighty thick penis speaks the truth! In the midst of the interview, yeah, she agreed to the sodium pentothal. You stupid, stupid lady. Cronson pulled his pants down in front of the plaintiff and injected himself in the groin. He said that was also sodium pentothal. The plaintiff became extremely alarmed given the highly inappropriate course of conduct of the defendant. The defendant's highly offensive conduct also included asking the plaintiff to tell him her deepest, darkest secrets, if she found him attractive, if she thought about him when she had sex, asking about her sexual fantasies, and telling her to take off her clothes. The plaintiff was feeling dizzy and grew increasingly scared. The defendant then injected her again with some more of the medication, telling her that she's not uninhibited enough. The plaintiff was asked to leave, but was afraid he would physically stop her and sexually attack her, as he kept asking a lot of sex questions. He kept saying he wanted to see her breasts, her butt, and her vagina. He also asked if she wanted to see his private parts and offered the plaintiff a $1,000 check if she took off her clothes. Lasavo seeks punitive damages for assault, battery, privacy invasion, intentional misrepresentation, sexual harassment, failure to prevent harassment and retaliation, constructive wrongful, blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on and on. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Joe. I'm a new caller. My sideshow name is Taco Ninja Joe, so I guess I'll just fucking go by that.
All right. Sure.
I just wanted to call you to let you know that I just started listening to your old shows that you have on the sideshow. And, yeah, it's really helping me with this fucking drive that I just had to do. Drive about a half an hour just to give this deaf guy that I had sex with his wallet back because he left it at my friend's house, who no longer wants to talk to me now because I had sex with some deaf guy in their house. So,
you should have sex with him again and record the deaf guy making noises. I find that fascinating. Like, are deaf guys verbal? And if so, what do they sound like?
Yep, move me, back me.
I don't know how they would sound, but please, yes, do that for me.
Sir, I want to buy this cock ring. Oh. For Tim Hansen, please.
It's the lesser-known sequel to Christmas Shoes, Christmas Cock Ring.
Hey, Tim, it's Chris from Wisconsin. I work at this place. It's like a chain diner around here. It's called George Webb's.
Kind of like a milkshake.
And I listen to your show, of course.
Yes.
And I was listening to Sextastic Tuesday, cooking up some food, and...
Bad idea.
Sometimes, I got an erection.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it's really awkward serving food to customers with my big, big fucking penis, waving
penis.
Around.
Penis.
That's all.
Well...
Bye.
I'm sorry about that. All right, thank you. Another Christmas Shoes.
Oh, hey, Tim. Oh. Hey, this is Popeye Doyle, a sideshow member.
Hi, Popeye
and
Doyle.
It's the holiday season, which means one thing,
no.
Of course. It is around the time of the death of Little Marky. I think, I don't know, I'm driving right now, so I don't know. But I think it's December 28th. So it might be apropos to play some Little Marky just to celebrate his death once again.
Well, how do you know Little Marky died on December 28th? How do we know that information? First of all, you mean the guy who who played Lil Marky? Or did we actually have an actual death date for him? Oh, from the diary! Oh, hold on. Yeah, I completely forgot about this. Yes, this is Diary of an Unborn Child.
December 13th. My eyes are almost fully developed, although the lids are still shut. When Mother brings me into the world, it will be full of sunshine and overflowing with flowers. I have never seen a flower, you know, but more than anything, I want to see my mommy. How do you look, Mommy? December 24th. I wonder if my mother hears the delicate beat of my heart. Some children are born with sickly hearts, and then the gentle fingers of the doctor performs miracles to make them healthy. But my heart is healthy. It beats so evenly. Tup, 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 tup. You shall have a healthy son, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
December 28th. Today, my mother killed me.
Well, took a turn for the worst, didn't it? And a one, and a two. Now's the perfect opportunity to sing a song.
Why did you kill me, Mommy? When God made me special for you.
All right, yes, you're right. December 28th was the death of Marky. There you go. Thank you.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Distress. And I have kind of two things to say. One, what the fuck ever happened to Fizzled Out? Because,
come on.
I'd like to help out with that stuff.
Whatever. I don't want to hear about that. My failures.
Tim, I was just listening to one of the most recent shows, and Spider called in.
Again.
Bitching about people complaining or correcting is holding up the show. But actually, what I think is really holding up the show is Spider's gay ass calling in every fucking day.
I know. Well, I'm trying to take care of that issue. Yes.
Yeah, Tim, hey, this is Tone Deaf Ron.
Hi, Tone Deaf Ron.
And I just wanted to fill
Ronald.
You in.
Yes, speak now.
Let me try this again later.
Oh, for the fuck's sake.
Hey, Tim. I've got a challenge for all the listeners. I think I might be the youngest listener. I'm 12. That's right.
You should not be listening to the show.
It's
right on the website. You should be 18 or over. That being said, if your parents are okay with it, I am going to fuck you up. Like, you have no chance now of a normal life.
This is Tyson Member Spider.
No, no! Back down, Spider! No!
Tim, it's Lifetime Sideshow member Drax from Denver.
That's
calling.
Better.
I was listening to one of the shows today where you were talking about offering the Lifetime Sideshow memberships for the holidays. And
yes.
I was thinking about how I have been a Lifetime membership basically since you first started offering it. And,
good boy.
I think that it was an awesome purchase to make.
Of course it was!
Love the show on a daily basis. And I was thinking that really, for all of us who've done the Lifetime Sideshow membership, it's actually almost probably not fair to you. That at some point we're getting more show than we're actually paying for. Now,
yes.
Don't get me wrong, Tim. I'm not feeling bad enough that I'm going to be spending more money. But
no.
I did have a little idea for you.
What?
On a daily basis, your show proves that there are tons of fucktarded people in the world. So I think you should start offering an afterlife sideshow membership for people. I don't know, charge $300, $500. I'm pretty sure you would get some people to sign up and they can listen to DV forever and ever. Anyways, Tim, hope...
That is a brilliant idea. I like that. All right. If anyone wants to sign up for an afterlife membership, and hell, I'll even throw you in a I'll throw in a t-shirt for that too. And I'll send the t-shirt before you die so you can enjoy it in this lifetime. Just PayPal me $500, show at distortedview.com. The first person to do that, I will send you a personalized MP3 just making fun of you for being so stupid. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe via iTunes and leave us a rating and comment, all that sort of good stuff. If you are sideshow freaks, tomorrow I will be back with another new show. Otherwise, you are stuck with the best of program, and I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody! Are you suggesting that I
got to be so selective and honor and respect your vagina so much that you got to inspect and check them dicks out. You got to check them dicks' background out, check them nuts out. And a lot of these penises are looking at women like damn the credit union and looking at they pussy like it's made out of damn gold, like it's the Federal Reserve. And the only time some of these men go and fuck some of these women is when they know they want a new pair of alligator boots, when they know they want a new Rolex watch, when they know they want their damn hair fixed and get a new perm and fluff up in there and get some new dreadlocks up in there so they can go out there and impress them men or impress they other bitches they with. And a lot of these women, see, you have to realize that a woman's money is attached to her pussy.